And that was Sonic Youth's She's in a Bad Mood goes out to Michelle, everybody.
It does.
Goes out to Michelle. This is Shut Up Weirdo, Friday night, 6 to 7 p.m. on WFMU. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Frangry.
Is that your music DJ voice?
Yeah, do you like it?
I do.
Wait, now what do you say? So then you say, up next, we've got...
What's up next?
I don't know. Give me another moody song, Michelle.
Vampire Blues off the On the Beach record by Neil Young.
Up next, we've got Vampire Blues from Neil Young.
Neil Young's on the beach.
Neil Young's on the beach.
Very good.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Do you say enjoy when you do a music show?
I don't say enjoy.
Do you say party on?
No, you don't.
Do you say... I'm jamming.
Yeah, sometimes I say I'm jamming.
Do you say music shows are really fun, but I love Shut Up Weirdo more?
Nope.
So everyone, Michelle's in a bad mood, but we're here and we're going to do this because that's what professionals do.
This is WFMU, though.
Oh, that's true.
Where professionals don't.
That's true, actually. Michelle, is there anything that me and the weirdos can do to make you feel better? Do you think? Maybe?
Like
send you presents?
Group assassination?
Would you like rifles? Stones? How do you want to go down?
I think like...
Wait, that's actually a good topic.
Stone by stones.
How do you want to die? Wait, that's really depressing.
That's so depressing.
Sorry, we shouldn't do that.
No.
Stones? That's awful.
I know. I want to be pummeled to death.
But that would hurt.
Who do you think would win if the station played Naked and Afraid? Ken, right? Who do you think would come in second?
I'm thinking. This is the one where they throw you somewhere and you're naked
and you
have
wake
to
up
like,
naked,
make fires and stuff?
And then you have to make like a bikini out of a leaf. Hmm. And shoes right away.
Ken would win.
Ken would win. But who would come in second?
Do you know what's really sad?
What?
I'm thinking in my head, what man would come in second? Because I don't feel like a woman would.
Really? That's so sad.
I know. I don't know if...
I don't think any of the men here would come in second.
I'm thinking. I actually can't think of anyone.
Who would survive?
Hold on. I'm thinking.
Let's look at the schedule. Pull up the schedule. And we'll just go by day and see who will survive Naked and Afraid.
Are they going to get mad at us? For telling them they're going to die in Naked and Afraid.
I'm sure that these people know their wimps.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Joe Magasco, no way he could win.
Joe Bielak.
Maybe.
Jim Price could win.
He could win. Okay, he plays softball.
Scott Williams, nope.
Mm-mm.
CeCe, nope.
Nope.
Dan Boda, nope.
Nope.
Stashu, nope.
No.
Dave Hill, hell no.
Nope.
Jesse Jarno.
No.
Sam?
Sam would do okay.
I feel like Sam would be one of the last standing.
Yeah, she could be one of the last standing.
Little Maddie Warwick.
Meh.
Liz Berg would
she
be.
She might be
yeah,
good.
She could be good.
She's in an election.
Brian Turner, sorry.
He might do okay because he scuba dives.
Nope. Jim the Poet and Bronwyn C. Nope.
No.
What's Morricone Island?
That's Devin's show. I don't think so.
Bethany?
No. Maybe. She's really smart.
Irene?
Probably not.
William Berger?
Yes.
Really?
I think he would do okay.
Top five?
No, top 10.
Marcel M?
Maybe.
Ken, clearly. Dwayne?
No.
Irwin?
Maybe.
Top five?
Top 10.
Well, 7 second delay, so Andy Bregman, hell no.
No.
He'd be the first one dead. We would eat him.
Yeah.
Emily and Kimzilla?
Kim might do okay. Kim would do okay.
Becky?
No.
Evan Funk Davies?
No.
Small change?
Maybe.
Who's Olivia?
She's awesome,
but
I don't
her?
Think she could win Naked
Have
and
I met
Afraid.
Her?
Yeah, you've met her.
Trouble. Nope.
No.
Chris M. Nope.
No.
Fabio.
No.
Clay Pigeon.
No.
Hardy White.
No.
I don't know. I feel like Hardy White could have a chance.
All right.
Kevin Nutt.
Yes. I think he could do okay.
Dave the Spaz.
Yes, he could do okay. He could be the top five.
Nickname. Stan.
I wonder how Stan would do on Naked and
Afraid. God, there's a lot of people on
Who
this.
Else?
Marty McSorley.
Yeah, he would do okay.
Bryce. Nope.
Maybe, because he could, like, build a time machine.
This thing would, like, run out of batteries. He might be able
to, like, build a time machine.
Sheila B., sorry, buddy.
No, sorry, pal.
Billy Jam, no, he would have no weed.
No.
Mr. Finewine?
No.
Daniel Blumen?
Mm.
Rich Hazleton?
No.
Carol?
No.
Jeffrey Davison?
No.
Bob Brainin?
Maybe.
Michael Shelley?
Oh, he might do okay, Michael Shelley.
Rex? Todophonic Todd would scream himself to death. Rob Weisberg?
No.
Pat Burns.
So we're basically screwed if there's an apocalypse at the station, because the only one that could be able to survive would be...
Jim Price, I would say, Jim for Price sure. Jim
Price and Ken. And me.
Well, and me.
Do you think you would do well?
But only because Ken wouldn't let us die.
I don't need Ken to help me through an apocalypse.
I do. I can't, like, kill a bear.
You could kill a bear.
With my mind?
You could kill an iguana.
Yeah, I guess I could, like, eat a squirrel. Is this the topic?
No.
Should we make it the topic? I don't know. You can call someone a dick, so why not?
I believed it just
you
in
just
case.
You just can't talk about a... But you can say people are...
We need some more, like, rugged people.
Like Mike Adler?
Yeah, where's Mike Adler when you need him?
He will skin a bear and make you a blanket before he eats anything.
Yeah. Hot. Forgot about him for a minute.
You know, I always said he was so handsome because when I thought about, like, an avalanche, I feel like he would just, like, do anything to keep you warm.
Yeah. I do think in an emergency, station manager Ken would be a good person to be with.
He would, like, murder anything that tried to hurt anyone he loves with his hands. Do you feel better?
I don't feel safe.
But station manager Ken's here.
He's leaving soon.
I'm here. I'll rip something in half.
Will you? Can you rip a phone book in half?
Sure.
I've always wanted to learn how to do that. It's
I can
just
do
a
anything
trick.
I want
to
do.
Sleight of hand. Anyone could really do it. You don't have to be strong.
You have to be strong mentally.
Strong in the mind.
Dale says, you can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Dale says, X-Ray Burns would love being naked in the woods.
Oh, he would be good, right?
Yeah, he would probably survive.
Matt Warwick says, why did I get a meh?
He texted you?
Yes. He might do okay.
No way.
You know,
he just actually wrote on the comments board, I have a problem with my assessment.
He could make top 12.
I don't know. Like top 20.
Top 12?
Top 20.
Damn, that's rough.
Madman says, I will eat a scorpion.
He could win.
He will survive anywhere.
Yeah, he could survive.
He's like a cockroach. He won't ever die.
No, and he'll party the whole time.
He'll be drunk somehow the whole way through.
201-209-9368. We do have a topic tonight. It is not this.
No, our topic tonight is what's the closest you've got to fame? So, like, what were the examples I had? Being an extra in a movie, being a witness in a murder trial like I was.
What murder trial were you witnessing?
I told this story before on the air already.
I don't remember it. You think I listen to everything you say? Are you wrapping that cord around your neck? Why are you doing that?
I was just playing with it.
That's not funny.
You thought it could get stuck? Yeah. You'd cut it. You wouldn't?
No.
You would let me die?
I mean, it's station equipment. We can't afford to buy more headphones.
There's a knife right there.
I'd be afraid I'd cut your jugular.
You would let me die? Seriously?
No, of course I wouldn't let you die.
Oh my God, you made me so nervous.
You really think I'd let you die?
I don't know. You really convinced me that time.
All you did
What's
is
the
yourself.
Topic? Yeah, that's true.
Brush with death. No. Brush with fame.
We can change it to death.
My friend had a painting company and he wanted to call it a brush with death.
A painting company?
Like a house painting company.
Oh, wow. That's like, amazing.
What was his catchphrase? It was like, it was like a brush with death. I'll paint the darkness right out of your house.
I like
something
it.
Something ridiculous. It was really good.
I like it.
Yeah, he was a genius.
All right, the topic is the closest you've got to fame. So you were interviewed by the news, you were a witness in a murder trial, you were in a movie, you had sex with a famous person. I don't know. It's up to you. 201-209-9368 or online at WFMU.org if you want to join the comment community.
I'm going to push some buttons here. There.
We're probably not going to get any calls today because it's Memorial Day weekend. We have one.
Okay.
God, please be good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, babe. What up?
Hi, what up?
I love you guys.
Can you talk a little louder?
Yes. Michelle, I would love to get married to you.
You're a man?
Yeah.
Oh. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike. This is a good sign.
Great sign.
It's our only call.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
What's up?
Should I hang up now?
I think it's a prank.
Oh, you think?
I think it might be a prank.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I think it might be a prank. The guy goes, no, it's not.
Uh-oh.
201-209-9368.
Maybe that's... Everyone's talking about Naked and Afraid on the comments board now. Maybe we should have a topic about that somehow.
But we already have a topic.
Yeah, but maybe it's not a good one.
We'll try it.
Okay. 20 what?
201-209-9368.
Nice. Well done.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
How are you girls tonight?
Good. How are you? Michelle's in a bad mood today.
She's in a bad mood.
She's talking in the third person.
Why?
I don't know why.
No, her answer is, you know, everything
and
nothing.
Okay.
You know, everyone has those days.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, sorry you're having such a rough day.
Thanks, Rooster. I appreciate that. Yeah. That made me feel better.
Well, good. Well, let's see now. Scott was saying that you want to know about getting close to fame.
Yeah.
Well, Scott was the the head promoter at a group called Smooth Groove. They produced a lot of raves and parties, and he was well known pretty much up and down the East Coast at a bunch of places.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, he had a... Smooth Groove. It was local fame, but it was there. And on a week's notice, he was able to put together a party where 500 people showed up.
I have a feeling that Scott had a lot of groupies.
Yeah, well, Scott, yeah. Scott had a lot of friends, yeah. You know, a lot of people hanging around him. Yes, he did. He'd rent a house, and all of a sudden, it'd be like 12 people there.
What about you, Rooster?
I stay alone. Fame, I try to stay away from.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Bless you. Yeah, have a good one.
Bye, Scott.
Bye, Scott. What's yours, Franny? Frangry?
I was a witness in a murder trial.
What's mine? Once Billy Joel spat on me.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
How have you never told me that story? Are you making this up?
Yeah, I am making it up.
Oh, man, you should have kept going.
I didn't feel like it. I'm too tired.
Oh, but it would have been so good, Michelle.
But I'm tired.
Well, it was a good idea.
I'll make up another lie later.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
He seems like the type of guy that would spit on you, though.
That'd be cool. I smoked pot with Woody Harrelson and what's the other guy?
Keith Richards.
No, Woody, also named Woody Maui Pothead.
Woody Nelson?
Yeah, Willie Nelson. Sorry, yeah, Willie Nelson.
That's cool. I'd make out with Woody Harrelson in a second. Did you get to make out
Willie
with him?
Willie Nelson was hotter, actually.
They're both hot.
No, I didn't get to make out with him. He was married. We met him at yoga in Maui.
He's married?
Yeah.
He doesn't act married.
Yeah, I doubt he acts married. 201-209- 9368. Closest you got to fame? I guess making out with Woody Harrelson isn't really what we're looking for. It's more like you won a $1,000 scholarship. That's not fame. Hold on. I'm thinking. You got interviewed by the local news.
Oh, that's what we're looking for?
Yeah, like you being famous, not you being close to fame.
But now everyone's fake famous with that internet people like to talk about.
Like when I was on Gawker, does that make me famous? Like that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
That's not really famous.
No. Everyone's internet famous.
I guess you're right. Okay, let's see what they have.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Lulu.
Hi, Lulu.
My story is cool. I massaged one of Gwen Stefani's feet once when I was 12.
Disgusting.
Why?
I imagine so Gwen Stefani I imagine she has really large, bony feet.
She totally did.
Yeah. Beautifully manicured, probably. Why were you massaging Gwen Stefani's feet?
I grew up with her niece, so throughout my childhood, I got to meet her about 3 times. And she had just come back from her Sweet Escape tour in 2007, and she was really exhausted, and she came by her sister's house, which I happened to be at a play date, as a child. And she laid down on my friend's bed, and we each massaged her bony, large feet.
That's so weird. And she let you?
I do like some No Doubt songs.
Yeah.
We were Googling pictures of Gwen Stefani on set yesterday because we were doing something about 90s makeup.
Gwen Stefani feet is probably like one of those really popular Google searches.
Oh, I used to do that.
I like the
Don't Speak.
Yeah. How'd you know I was going to say that?
Everyone loves Don't Speak.
Everyone.
All right. That's actually a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is a good one.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, I guess it is Brushes with Fame. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Is this Michelle?
This is.
Oh, hi. I bought 3 shirts from you from the record store.
Oh, thank you.
The record fair.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Frangry.
Hi.
I was really, hoping to meet you, but you were in Miami, I think.
Sorry, buddy. Next time.
Yeah, right? So, Fame. This is really embarrassing story, so don't laugh.
No, great. We love it.
We will definitely laugh.
We love embarrassing.
So my family took me to this party of a family friend up in upstate New York, and the guy it was a birthday party for their friend, and their friend is gotta be 50 years old, and I at the time am 14. And I'm there with my little siblings and, acting a whole mess because I'm kind of babysitting at the same time. And it's time to sing happy birthday to him. So they're like, Scarlett, sing it, sing it. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm there and I'm singing happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm trying my darnest.
Uh-huh.
And it's so awkward because everyone, I guess I sounded okay for my age, but they were, really silent. Yay! There wasn't no, yay, blow out the candle. It was very, silent, wow, that was so nice, Scarlett. And then everyone rejoiced. And I was like, oh.
No, watch your language, please.
Sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
But, afterward, the guy's wife approached me and was like, hey, Jeff has friends at this record studio in New York, and we want to give you a session at the record studio, and do you have any original music? Da, 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 da. And I had original music, but it was so real. I'm like, what? So I Googled the place, and this is some big name studio, the Jackson 5 recording here. I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And I told my dad, and my dad said no because he didn't trust the guy.
But your dad could have gone with you.
I know he could have, but my dad was like, no, there's no way.
That's so messed up. Your life could have taken a complete turn.
Do you understand? You understand.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know, but that's my embarrassing happy birthday song that could have won me a free session at the studio that the Jackson 5 recorded.
You could have gotten a record deal. You could have been a pop star. You could have been like the next Britney Spears.
Exactly, right?
Your dad robbed that from you.
You should never forgive him. Never forgive him.
My poor dad. I don't know. I never let him live it down, though.
Honestly, he is probably right.
Yeah, that guy probably was a creep.
Yeah, that guy probably was a creep.
For, like, charity, like a disabilities, like, charity thing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what are you doing at the Jackson 5 studio, though?
That is kind of weird.
Isn't it, like, really weird?
Maybe he just has lots of money, so he does both.
You know what? I don't doubt you, because come to think of it, his house looked really nice. Like,
yeah, dudes with lots of money, like, or, you know, people with lots of money, they like, try to do entrepreneurial stuff.
They want
to
be cool and be philanthropic.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
well,
man.
That would have been his charity to me, like, a session at the Jackson 5.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe he would have gotten famous and become, like, a drug addict and gotten knocked up by some movie star you hated. You know, things work out the way they're supposed to.
Do you believe that?
I do.
I don't.
My God, only this is like Gilbert Gottfried.
What about Gilbert Gottfried?
Wait, what? Like,
only if that's the person that knocked me up. I think
that it would have been Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah, him.
Ew! Jesus!
I would be okay with that. Or Steve Buscemi.
Wait, what? You like what? The weirdest, ugliest dudes.
Oh my God. Steve Buscemi's
cool, though.
So hot, like words cannot describe.
Steve Buscemi checked me out on an F train once.
You told me that.
You're kidding.
Nope, it was glorious.
Scarlett, calm down. Is that her name?
Yeah, something like that. Back when I was hot, you know, now I'm old.
I my heart stopped. I just had, like, a heart murmur.
I'm right sure now. You could meet him.
Oh, my God. I would do anything to meet him.
You could meet him.
I would do absolutely anything. I would sing for that guy again if he can get me a free session with Steve Buscemi.
Whoa. All right. Calm down.
All right. Have a
all
good
right,
one.
I'll calm down.
Thanks
all
for
right.
calling, though. That was
You're
a good
welcome.
Call.
Yeah, good call.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
She's cute.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Ew. Never. Not for
$1 million. Yeah, seriously.
He's probably a total pervert.
Absolutely.
I bet he likes to, like, choke you to the point of death.
Probably. He's definitely into some freaky stuff.
To the point of death.
For show.
201-209-9368.
Brushes with Fame. Hi, you're...
Oh, no.
Call us. You'll get through. 201-209-9368. Closest you've gotten to fame. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to share my story a little bit.
What the hell?
That's the same guy who called before. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Kyle in New Hampton.
All the girls are calling tonight. I like it.
Hi.
Yeah, it's a fun topic for girls. We like to be around fame.
We also like science.
I like math.
You don't.
I love math.
Okay, what's your story?
So I was a contestant on a reality show.
Which one?
Chopped on the Food Network.
Oh, I love that show.
Awesome.
So I wish you were going to say Naked and Afraid, though.
Okay, tell us more.
Not Naked and Afraid, I'm sorry.
Did you have to sign an NDA, or can you tell us stuff?
I can tell you
DNA?
Some stuff.
What is it, NDA?
NDA.
Yeah.
Yeah, go, tell us.
Did you win?
Is it totally scripted, or what?
What round did you get cut?
Did you sleep with anyone?
How mean are the judges?
The second round.
You got cut in the second round.
Yeah.
How mean are the judges?
They're really nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many people really did you sleep with?
You know, if you don't win, the
I need
nice
an answer to my question.
Don't get aired.
Zero.
How many people did you sleep with
to get
all
on the show?
Them.
You slept with all of them,
even the other contestants.
That's what I'm asking. How many contestants did you sleep with? Because I imagine they all sleep with each other.
What was your secret ingredient basket?
Well, it was Halloween.
Ooh.
So I had pig snout.
Ooh.
And gummy tarantulas.
That's hard.
What are you supposed to do with that?
What did you do with that?
That's ridiculous.
Well, I made a kale salad with a gummy tarantula reduction.
That could be good.
What does that even mean?
It's like a balsamic.
Yeah.
Reduction dressing. Huh. That's what you lost on?
I hate
on?
Kale.
What's
I
up?
I hate balsamic.
I hate kale. I only like baby kale. Wait, so that's what you lost on?
You don't like dinosaur kale?
What's that?
Jacinto kale, I think it's called.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's like really...
It's so delicious.
Jacinto kale's good.
I don't know if I've had placenta kale.
I didn't say that.
Oh. What'd you say?
It's called Jacinto kale, right?
Lassatino.
Dinosaur kale.
Never heard of it.
Dinosaur kale.
Okay, wait. So back to my questions. Did you sleep with any of the other contestants?
There isn't time.
But it seems like you're sitting in that basement forever. What else are you going to do besides play spin the bottle and take
shots?
Yeah,
and don't you live with them in the same house?
No, it's like only a day.
It's only a day.
Yeah.
Chop.
I've never seen this one.
Maybe a mystery basket.
I'm thinking of the one with Padma, whatever her name is.
Oh, Padma. No, that's Top Chef.
They live together. Yeah. They have sex
Top
with
Chef
each other.
Top Chef is different.
They all cheat on their spouses.
Yeah, Top Chef is different.
All of the other ones.
Chopped is more wholesome.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I like Chopped.
Yeah, no, I didn't have to live with anyone. It was just a day.
Okay, so do you regret it or no?
No. I thought it was a great experience.
Did it make your career?
What's up?
Did it make your career?
No. I think if you win, it helps. I didn't win, so, you know, it didn't. It got me more auditions for other shows.
Do people recognize you on the street?
Yeah.
Is that embarrassing, or do you like it?
No, I love it. I think it's cool.
What's your name again?
Kyle.
Kyle, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Awesome. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Is
your shirt
really
weirdo
good.
Emo working yet?
Yeah, mine was always working.
Oh, I might have missed some T-shirts because it's not working for me. I don't know. What's
still?
Up. I don't know.
Well, you can tell the winner to email my email address if you want.
Okay.
We have to give Ruth her shirt from last week.
What happened last week. I was like, I didn't get one from last week, but it was Ruth. Okay, yeah, we can give her one. 201-209-9368. Closest you've gotten to fame. Shut up, weirdo. WFMU. Michelle.
What?
Nothing. I just wanted to say your name.
I hate my name today.
Michelle, let me ask you something.
What?
Do you like anything today?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nope.
Not even the beer you're drinking?
Nope.
Not even like when you get home and you lay in your bed?
I'm not going home after this.
You gotta go out?
Yeah, I have stuff to do.
In a mood?
Yeah.
I would cancel that so hard. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Another lady.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm good, too. How are you, Michelle?
What? My name's Julie.
Hi,
Julia.
Yeah, I was talking to Michelle. It's Julie or Julia?
Julie.
Okay.
Oh, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me, too. What's your story?
What's my what?
Story for the show.
My story is about a time that me and my friend were in Washington Square Park, and it was nighttime, and we saw Wes Anderson, and then my friend was like, I have to go talk to him, and then we chased after him.
And then
we spoke to him for a little bit. He had a German accent, even though he's from Texas.
Of course he does.
That was mysterious.
That's it? None of you slept with him?
What do you care? You just care about people who sleep with celebrities? That's not the topic.
I mean, I don't know. I just want, like, a good story. You talk to Wes Anderson in a park isn't that great of a story. I saw him once at dinner. I didn't share that story.
Damn.
Sorry. What's your name again?
Julie?
Did you think he was handsome?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Whoa. Yeah, he was wearing a burgundy velvet suit.
Oh, weird.
Very tall and lanky.
Yeah.
He looks exactly how you'd expect him.
I saw him in Maialino.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has good taste.
And some guy went up and was like, I'm a big fan.
And was he like...
In the middle of his dinner, he like interrupted his dinner.
That's just rude.
Yeah, that's rude.
Dinner to talk to you?
Yeah, it was rude, right?
It's low class.
I mean, I was staring and pointing, but at least I didn't go bother him.
When he came, when we saw him, he was like taking a voice recording on his phone, which was kind of interesting.
Oh, he's probably like recording his ideas.
And he was like walking down
through the park, and he was like talking to himself.
That is so annoying. That made me hate him. What kind of dog is that barking?
Oh, it's my mutt. Her name is Molly.
Oh, tell her we said what's up.
Not me.
What's up, Molly?
Damn, you can't even say hi to the dog, Michelle? You didn't even like dogs today?
I never like dogs.
You do sometimes. You
like
Olive?
I like them less today.
Damn. All right, sister. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Fried chicken.
Mm-mm. I don't want to eat real food.
A burrito.
No, I'm not eating real food.
Nothing will make you happy?
No.
Percocet rim on a margarita glass.
Valium, Vicodin mix.
Okay. High maintenance. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Turn your radio down, brah.
Okay, I'm moving to a different room.
What?
I'm moving to a different room. I'm sorry. Yeah, hey.
Can you speak into the phone, please? And
please leave the cave.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had it on speak, so that was my fault.
Yeah, bad move. Yeah, my like friend. Amateur
hey.
Stuff.
Hey.
Hey.
So my library clerk at a prison was part of a famous Hollywood family.
What? You were in prison?
No, I work in a prison.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. That's a better story. What do you do?
I'm a librarian.
You're a librarian in a prison?
Yeah.
That is awesome!
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, didn't you see Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, but, you know, things are digital
just
now.
Like that.
How did you get that job?
I'm a librarian, and I was looking for something interesting.
What prison? Maybe he knows Scott. Otisville?
Otisville?
It is a small community, but no, I'm not familiar with him.
Damn it. Wait, but you do work at Otisville?
No, I work in Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Is it depressing?
In some sense, yeah, like, you know, especially the mental patients, you know, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, no, it's a lot of camaraderie there.
Do you have so many cool prison friends?
Yeah, like, I actually feel closer to...
Watch your language, please.
Sorry.
Oh, my God,
Being in the system makes sense.
This is fascinating.
Do you have to teach people how to read, or do most people know how to read?
What? Michelle,
literacy is an issue.
Yeah,
there's a lot
really?
Of people that read. You get all kinds of people in prison. You get educated people. My clerk was talking about. He was privately educated in elite colleges.
Are you in a white collar jail or a blue collar jail? White collar crimes.
What does that mean?
There's like golf
all jails
club jails.
Are poverty.
Like
jails,
the one
yeah.
that like the
no,
housewife
there's like
goes
golf
to.
Club jails.
Like they're like spas.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Is there like is there murderers in your jail, or is it all like finance Wall Street?
Yeah, I've worked in a number of different ones, like maximum ones and ones.
Do you ever get beat up?
I guess. Yeah, there's a lot of death. Like,
oh my God, can we just talk to him for the next 20 minutes?
And ODs and stuff like that.
Wait, so you've gotten beat up?
No, I haven't. My clerk did once, but I haven't.
Why?
Been, no.
Why did your clerk?
Likes me. I'm a librarian. I give him books.
But why did your clerk get beat up?
Well, my clerk got beat up for doing this. A guy wanted to steal a magazine, and he wouldn't let him. And so
what magazine?
That's a good question,
yeah.
Michelle.
What magazine?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Essence is pretty popular.
Oh, Essence.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that, too. There's ladies in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they let them have Playboys?
No. They
so
can
Essence
have,
is the closest thing to Playboy?
As long as it doesn't show penetration.
You can have pornography if it doesn't show penetration.
Yeah. In Maryland.
What's the point of that?
I don't know.
Works for me.
It works for me sometimes.
Yeah, not me.
Really?
Yeah, no. I need to see the full Monty.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, no. I don't. Yeah, no. At all.
Really?
Yeah. Like, boobs in a chest? No thanks. Like, what do I care?
Huh. People are so different.
Yeah. Okay, tell us more. What are your hours like?
You don't know about the famous clerk, though?
No, can you just entertain our questions, please?
Yeah. So, it's like school hours.
So, like, what does that mean? You get out at 3?
8 to 3. 7 to 3.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you get, like, an awesome pension?
It's part of state pensions, which are better than some private
sector. This is
sectors,
fascinating.
But, how old are you? Well, you seem too young to have a real job.
Yeah, how old are you?
It's hard to get people in there, so
he
they pay you well.
He answer the question.
He's getting
you
crazy.
How old are you? Can you hear us?
Yeah,
okay,
36.
Then answer our question.
36. Hmm.
Yeah.
You sound younger.
Yeah, you do sound younger. So let me ask you another question. So when people are in the prison, right, and then they, like, get out, do you ever stay in touch with anyone, or are you not allowed to?
I'm not allowed to technically have contact with them, but there's a lot of things you're not allowed to do.
Like?
everything. I mean, you can get fired really easily for misstepping if... if you seem too familial with inmate, like too friendly, things like that.
So you're not allowed to be friends
with them?
Can't,
like, hug them or anything if they're having a bad
day?
Not
allowed to touch them. No, but people do, but if they want to throw you out, they can.
So it's just if they like you, you won't lose your job, but if they're
like
out to get
you. Like,
one
lady got kicked out because...
This guy doesn't listen at all.
She wanted to see a guy's back tattoo. She was interested, and so he took off his shirt to, like, show her his tattoo.
Yeah, but that's because she was a girl, and she was trying to get it in.
That happens, too.
Like, let's be real about that.
Yeah, it's hard to work as a female in a prison. They're very charismatic guys that love to flatter.
I mean, yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this
I wouldn't want to be a female working in a prison, I'll tell you that much.
No.
I wouldn't want to.
The ones that manage well.
Yeah, of course. Cool. Okay, tell us about the story with your clerk then.
Yeah, so he was from a famous Hollywood family. I don't want to, like, divulge his information because I'm
You got to give us a hint.
Please.
Well, I can give you details, but the mother was a very famous actress in the 40s and 50s, and the father was a producer of big movies.
We need
very
more.
Family had lots of kids.
What was the last name?
No, let's give it away. I can't. Well, no.
What was he in for?
He's a pedophile.
Oh. Polanski!
This doesn't excuse it, but mm-mm. He had been abused his whole life. That's frequent.
If we guess it, will you tell us?
What's that?
If we guess it, will you tell us?
No, I'm actually very close with him. I, you know, respect him as a person.
Even though he's a pedophile? So, here's a question. Does he get treated worse because he's a pedophile?
Yeah, he has different stories for why he's in, but pedophiles do not fare well.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I could see that. So he just, like, makes something else up? I would.
Yeah
exactly. I would, too. Yeah, that's very smart. Good for him.
Guys still find out, and it's you don't want to be a pedophile in prison.
Mm-mm.
But how do you know, then?
Because I have access to their records.
So you secretly looked at his record?
Yeah, and I try not to, unless, like, they tell me or I get super curious about somebody, but otherwise I try and... you know, leave that alone.
Are you allowed to look at the records?
Yeah, it's actually public information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you, like, don't want it to taint, like, your relationship with them.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it'd be disrespectful to use his name. Yeah.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, you seem like a good guy.
So he's good at his job?
Very good. I mean, he's very well educated, and it's hard to find, you know,
Vanderbilt. Is he a Vanderbilt?
He's my right-hand man.
What was his mom and dad? His mom was a famous actress.
And his dad was a famous producer.
One of the top two actresses of her period, yeah.
When was it?
And some of the kids went into acting.
What year?
Really fascinating
what
life.
Year?
Like, what year?
No. Larry. Listen to us.
And was in
what
India with
year?
John
you're driving us crazy.
Like
can you
you're
listen to
me
us?
You're crazy.
You have to listen to us. You can't just keep talking.
Sorry.
Okay. What year was she famous?
What year was she famous? In the 50s.
And the dad was what?
A producer.
You're not going to be looking this up, are you?
Of course
no,
we are.
No, of course
the
not.
The dad was a producer in the, like, a famous producer? You said they had lots of kids who were in the biz?
You guys better not say anything on the air.
We're not. Yeah, I'm not looking it up right now. I'm going to do it after.
Okay.
We're just going to find out, so you might as well just tell us.
I'd consider telling you off the air, but as long as you promise not to.
I don't make promises.
What can you tell us about the dad again? Producer? What else?
Yeah,
what else?
Producer.
What else? Oh, pedophile,
that's
right?
Not, yeah.
Who was the pedophile? The producer or the son?
No, the son who's in jail working for this guy as a pedophile.
Oh, okay.
And what's your name?
My name's Tar.
What? Todd?
Tar.
Ty?
Tar?
Yeah.
Tar or Ty?
I go by Sid. S-I-D, Sid. That's
the
name of
the hell? No, but now I really want to know what name you just gave us. Was it Todd or Ty?
Tar.
T-O-D-D.
T-O-D-D.
Todd. Prison librarian. Who knew? This is fascinating. Great call, my friend. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt just because you're interesting.
Awesome. I hope so. Thank you.
Cool job. Have a good one.
Night.
Hey, wait. Do you have a uniform?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you wear a uniform?
No. I get to dress real casual.
So you'll be able to wear a Shut Up Weirdo shirt.
Oh, you could wear a Shut Up Weirdo shirt to work?
I would wear your shirt to work if I get it.
All right. Good to know. I'm putting a star next to your name. Have a good one.
Love you, girls. You guys had a good night.
Fascinating call.
He needs to learn how to be a better listener.
Yeah, he was not a very good listener. He kept talking and talking.
I think he was just very excited.
Or were we interrupting him?
I mean, we have the tendency to interrupt.
That was amazing.
That was really interesting. And now there's only 10 minutes left.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Andrew from Chicago.
Hi, Andrew. What's up?
There's something nasty in the bottom of my glass, and I already drank it all.
Ugh. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's an awful feeling.
That's a bummer.
Ugh, I kind of want to throw up right now.
Oh, don't do it.
Ugh, it's like weird and fluffy, and it looks like a snowflake.
You didn't
so that
wash
means
it out before you took it out of the cabinet?
That means it's mold, right?
It could be rat.
No, it's white.
Mold.
Oh.
You got a glass out of the cupboard and you didn't wash it first?
No, I didn't know I had... Stop! Stop, Michelle!
Don't drink the fuzzy mold.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. What's your story?
Oh, hey. I've got a story about a drunk professional hockey player.
I need something. Give me a sip of your beer, please. Just a sip.
Okay. Sorry, hold on.
I had to take a sip of Michelle's beer to wash the mold down my throat.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I'm really grossed out right now. Go ahead. Okay, start over.
Ugh.
I'm grossed out too, but...
Ugh. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you just grabbed a...
Stop it! Let's talk about something else. Tell us your story. I'm going
to
puke.
You guys are funny to just have on the phone.
Seriously, I'm like so weirded out by whatever I just drank. I want to die.
Don't die. Your show's great.
Oh, God. All right, go ahead. What's your story?
Yeah, this story concerns professional hockey players that are drunk in Chicago.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, years ago, I used to work on a bike taxi. I like to call it the mobile couch. And this was before the Blackhawks won their first Stanley Cup in forever. And it was, I think, the year before. So they just lost the semifinals.
Get to the good part, please.
Yeah, get to
the good
part.
Get to the good part. Can they hear us?
I don't know. Maybe they can't. Maybe they're like in the zone telling the story.
And they hop in my cab. They're like, let's get out of here.
Can you get to the good part?
Like where they're peeing off the side of my pedicab?
The hockey dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Well.
Did, like, you take one of them to meet a hooker?
About the cops, and the other one's like, don't worry, man, we're worth $24 million.
I like this guy's accent.
Who's worth $24 million?
I don't have an accent.
I don't have an accent.
Y'all have accents.
No, we don't.
No.
Whatever.
Oh, don't get mad, buddy.
Well. You don't even want it. The story, whatever.
We just heard it.
Oh, my God. Don't get all mad.
Don't get upset.
Oh, my God. Men are such babies.
First-time caller,
Jesus.
Long-time listener.
Okay, well, then you should know what...
It's an emotional moment for me.
You should know what you're getting into.
It's an emotional moment for
me. I do know what
All right,
I'm
well,
saying.
Then he was
That's
prepared
was
to be rejected.
I was nervous.
I think you did a good job.
You were fine, babe.
Thanks.
You were great, babe.
I shared an elevator with Barack Obama before he was president.
Tell us
That's
that story.
That's a good one. If I was in an elevator with Barack Obama, I would try and hold his hand.
Oh, my God. I would,
I
like, take his pants off.
I was like, hey, I voted for you. because he was a state
senator. What a handsome, lovely man.
He seems like a great, lovely man. I like when Malia rolls her eyes at him.
He's such a nerd.
A lot finer than I was.
I bet he was.
He's so handsome with those ears.
He's all suited up.
He'd be fun to go to the beach with.
He'd be fun to do anything with.
I'd like him to give me a piggyback ride.
Really?
Yeah.
I would just like to have a beer with him and like laugh. A lot.
I bet he likes to have control of the pusher, though.
That's okay. He can have it. He's Barack Obama.
I'd still want to be in charge of the pusher.
He could be in charge of anything he wants.
What's the pusher?
The remote control.
The remote.
Oh. Oh. When you're watching TV? Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Hey, bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I have it can be any story.
What?
What do you mean? I mean, yeah, some stories are good and some stories are bad, but technically it can be any story.
About brushes with famous people.
I didn't know if there's
people.
A theme I missed, but okay, it's a little bit of a gross-out story.
Oh, no,
hold on.
Not that gross. Wait. The topic tonight is how close you've been to fame. How famous have you been? Not anything you want.
Yeah, this is not that story.
Why did you think we didn't have a topic?
Because I was only listening for like 15 minutes or so. I only heard the prison guy.
Yeah, and therein lies the problem. Yeah, sorry, buddy. No, we don't care. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so here's a story. It sounds so great, but it's good enough. So I was listening to This American Life, and I thought to myself, so I should go down and campaign for Barack Obama. And I listened a little more, and I said, I really got to go down there. And I went down there.
To complain about This Is American Life.
Ira Glass was there.
Who?
And who?
Ira Glass, the guy from This American Life.
Cool.
Nah.
Yeah, right. That's all I got.
But This American Life sucks.
Yeah, it's all right. It's kind of played out, but it's all right. You don't like This American Life?
Nope.
Oh, well. Michelle, I hope Barack Obama someday gives you a piggyback ride.
Thanks.
Yeah, you need that. It'll put you in a better mood.
I think it would. Yeah. I love all piggyback right, rides. Bye. Do you like piggyback
rides? Have a good
one. I love piggyback rides.
How are we going to find out who the other guy was?
Ken will know.
I wrote it down.
Okay.
Make sure I don't throw this away.
Okay. There's only 7 minutes left. Oh, Billy Jam has a special tonight.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I want to know. Hey, girl.
Okay.
Hey, guy.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, what's up? What's your story?
This is brushes with fame, right? Brushes with famous people, not like personal fame.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, yeah. You're over it, right? It's been an hour.
Either one.
I'm a photographer. I like shooting and like as a hobby, and I do it for fun. I made like some money selling prints, but like I was down in Newark, beautiful downtown Newark, New Jersey, and I was like breaking into these there's like a couple abandoned theaters down there. There's like the old Proctor Theater and then Paramount Theater, and then like they're like a few blocks away from each other. So I was hitting both that day. They're really beautiful inside. You're not allowed to be inside, so. But I'm like walking back and forth from the two of them. I did one. I'm on my way to the second one. And there's like this like old timey, like big and tall store, kind of just like right off of Market Street. And there's like a huge group of people like gathered outside, and they're like, Shaquille O'Neal is inside. Shaq, big Shaq. And like, sure enough, I'm standing outside of this big and tall shop. They sell, like, I guess they're known for their hats. I don't know. I don't remember the name of the place. And sure enough, yeah, out lumbers Shaquille O'Neal, and he just, like, emerges.
He's, like, triple your size.
Remember when he did that rap song?
He's funny.
What was his rap song? Like, the Fushnikins or something?
And it was like, holy.
Shazam?
Lord, like, you are a like weird.
Isn't that his
indeed,
movie?
Because of your height alone. And, like, I got my lens and my camera out, and I just, like, I'm in his face, like, just bombarding him. I'd love to email you one of the pictures. I got this, like, really funny picture. It's a picture of him taking a selfie with, like, just, like, some, like, random dude. And the random dude just, like, got this, like, really stiff face on. But, right. I'm, like, right in his face.
Fascinating.
He's, like,
all right, buddy. Thanks. Have a good one.
It would have been better if, like, Shaquille O'Neal punched him.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, good evening. My story, just to keep it brief, I made it into Bernie Sanders' hotel room on the night of the Iowa caucus when she was watching the results.
When you say made it into...
What do you mean made it into?
Oh, I saw his press secretary smoking a cigarette, and I saw her going through this door. It was outside of a rally, and I quickly caught the door and snuck in, and it was just her and one other guy and I back there, and they
were
talking about the schedule, and I was just pretending to check my phone, and about 5 minutes later, Bernie Sanders went, this was the first night the Secret Service was protecting him, so they pushed me out of the way, and they just marched on past with him. And there's all these people in this long line. And so I just quickly, not even thinking, just reacting, jumped into the line. And we, sure enough, went through the hotel. We made our way upstairs to the top floor. And then as I was about to, I couldn't believe I was just going along with this. I was about to make it to the room. The Secret Service put their hand on me and stopped me. And I happened to have a lanyard on for something else. And I thought they were going to throw me out. But then they just said, okay, yeah, now you come in. So I was
that
in,
story
I was
is awesome.
Time show, the circus, I think it's called. In the fourth episode, you just see me in the room, bumbling around as Bernie Sanders is watching.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was really
it's
nice.
You can get away with anything. It's ridiculous.
What's your name?
My name is Randy.
Randy, that's a great story.
Thanks.
Because he makes it seem so easy to just get by the Secret Service.
All right, you're on the list.
Good for you, Randy.
Actually, you want a free t-shirt. Email us at shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
He won the shirt?
Yeah.
Can we give one to the prison guy, too?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, bye, Randy.
Have a good one, Randy. Email us.
You too.
Prison guy Todd Sid. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. You got a free shirt.
Damn. He's going to get beat up. Someone's going to steal it from him in jail.
Yeah, because that shirt's so good.
And they'll trade it back for books and Essence magazines.
Or contraband. Like, what's it called when you make a weapon out of something?
A shiv.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9.
We're not here next week.
And online at WFMU.org. We will not be here next week. Sorry about that.
My fault. Sorry, it's my fault.
Please stay tuned for a very, 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 very special Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
Boo.
Right, this has got to be the greatest record of the year.
Oh, really?
Check it out.
Hey, Billy Jam.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. For people tuned in, I have a hardworking, lifelong, veteran pioneer of the genre of hip-hop, Lovebug Starsky on the phone. And to say that you put hip-hop on the map is an understatement. You literally put hip-hop on the map because you created the term hip-hop, right?
Yes, I am one that coined the phrase hip-hop, and I'm definitely proud to say that I'm a part of it. Me and a few other brothers from the neighborhood that really believed in what we were doing at the time. We didn't know what we were doing, but all we wanted to do was play music and make people dance and make people happy, and that's how it all came to life. It was just something that I loved. Number one, I've always loved music. I've always was in a singing group and talent shows. And at the time, the South Bronx was at a very bad time. Bronx was literally burning down. And me and a couple other friends of mine that we lived in a hub, a certain hub in the Bronx. So everybody would bring their little speakers out. Wasn't no mixers and stuff like that because nobody's parents had money to supply us with the state of the art that was happening in them times. It was just everybody would call it the park gym. We plug up our equipment into the lamppost, you know, and just played music, man. And we were playing till 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And unbelievably, cops wouldn't disturb us because they had everybody in one spot. They knew where everybody was, you know. Not like today. You can't even play a boombox out in the park no more if it's too loud, you know. But you know that old cliche, music calms the savage beast. I guess that flew out the window a long time ago. Nobody knew how it was going to turn out. Nobody knew. They will literally be lying to you. If they say, well, I knew this was going to be a $1 billion business and everybody that's somebody that, you know, that's going to come along and there's going to be a Jay-Z, there's going to be a Biggie, there's going to be a Tupac. People's going to make millions of dollars off of this. You know, record companies are going to exploit these kids out of the neighborhoods and stuff like that. Nobody knew that. A whole lot of years before it really caught on. A lot of doors got slammed in my face. A lot of people said, stop making that noise. I got kicked out of school by banging on the desk, rapping and hip-hopping. And because that was one of my rhymes. When I got stuck for words, I used to go hip-hop, hip-hop. It was a nursery rhyme, man, you know?
So that's how it came about.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You know, sort of like what Missy Elliott was writing for a lot of people that blew up. Nursery rhymes just coincided with the music.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the honest truth.
So that was back before anybody was recording anything in the early mid 70s.
Yeah, it wasn't no records. Man, I was Grandmaster Flash, first MC. There wasn't no Furious Five. Gambada was giving his little parties in Bronx River Center. He would invite me to come play and DJ on the side of his equipment. I had my own little column speakers, you know, I don't know if you remember those PV columns,
mm-hmm.
You know, the tall, skinny ones. I had two of those. And there was a Young Red Alert. There was an Africa Islam, and there was Jazzy J. Nobody was famous. Nobody cared about being famous. People, when you walked in those parties back in those days, man, people were dancing. They were sweating. Unlike today, you walk into a party today, everybody's on a cell phone. You know, nobody cared. Nobody, you ever notice that, down
yep.
Jam? You
yep.
know?
Yep.
you go into a party and every woman is sitting in the place, they're on their cell phone. Or they're bothering the DJ. Can I plug my phone up? You know, what am I, AT&T now? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you look around at hip-hop today, what is your feeling of the music that's been made? Do you feel good about it? What do you think?
I don't think about it. Everything is so political. There's a lot of undeserving. Let's put it this way. There's a lot of untalented, lucky people out there. There's a lot of talented people that can't get in. And it's sad because the industry has ruined it a long time ago. I've been taken advantage of. Hell, my mother didn't even know I had a hit record on the radio. I still feel today there's no one that can fill the shoes of Tupac or Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And the music of today, I wish people would stop calling it hip-hop because it's not hip-hop. Rap music. You know, hip-hop was... The intention of hip-hop music is to involve the crowd into our happiness, to make them a part of what's happening in the party. Crowd response. I was the one that came up with the term Boogie Down Bronx, Money Making Manhattan. Somebody say, make money, money, make money, money, money. I did all of that. Years down the line, you hear the same old, throw your hands in the air. I did all of that way before rap records were even pressed up. Sylvia Robinson cut the Rapper's Delight track for me. She didn't cut that track for Wonder Mike and Big Bang Hank and Master G. If she was living, she'll tell you the truth. And even those guys know that track wasn't for them. To me, my first record was on Harlem World Records, Taste the Records. It was Love Bug Starkey and the Harlem World crew. And I sold every bit of 25 records. But I did a birthday party for Sylvia Robinson at Harlem World. And she's never seen nobody like me DJing and having a crowd response. And she went home and woke her husband up and said, I know how we going to get out the hole. Because again, Harlem and the Bronx, and you know, people wasn't doing well back then. But she was a visionary. And she had more balls than a bunch of men out here. I mean, they went and borrowed a whole bunch of money, and they made good. She's always treated me like one of her sons, man. I love that lady to this day. And a lot of people say that she did them wrong, but she made them money. They don't give people credit that really deserves it. You know, I've always been a solo artist, and I always went the opposite way. I've always been an innovator. You know, I used to play for Russell Simmons when he went to college. I was the only DJ that he would use. That's how he paid his tuition. He gave parties. You know, I never went to school for it. I was blessed with a gift that God gave me, and I recognized it early. Everybody goes through the ups and downs in this music business. Before I came along and after I go. Music has no color, you know, and I don't box myself in on any kind of music. The Smith sample, my record, You Gotta Believe, and I just found that out. It is what it is, man. I've been around the world. I've been blessed. And I didn't pay a dime to go anywhere, and I got 3 or 4 passports. And it's been a hell of a ride for me, man. And I love it.
And you're still doing what you love.
Oh yeah, you can't stop it. I mean, I had the biggest selling record on the Fever label, You Gotta Believe, at the Fever. Me and Larry Smith did those records. Larry Smith did. We did It's Like That, Sucker MCs, You Gotta Believe, and At the Fever in 3 days. In 3 days. And if you really do your homework, those records came out in the same month. We toured together, me, Run DMC, everything. And Russell really wanted me with him, but I was, you know, tangled up with Sal. And I really don't like what's going down as far as him having, he done had Fever reunions at Radio City Music Hall. If you really want the guy that was with